These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
The voices that share our why.
The voices that make our lives matter.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
Take a listen.
This is Christine Waugh with the Voices of Rotary. Imagine you're a young student who is struggling with a class, say math, for example. Then imagine COVID comes along and the struggle becomes much worse. Let me introduce you to Anne.
My name is Anne Parks. My son, Lewis, just turned 12. He's in his first year of middle school at Spencer Butte Middle School in Eugene, Oregon.
So Lewis was entering middle school. That can be awkward by itself.
I would say not only transitioning to middle school was a challenge, the workload was difficult, and being so new to Zoom for the kids and having to meet those demands were pretty challenging for him.
On top of that, many parents were working from home, and the daycares had shut down, so many siblings were also home. Can you imagine the mayhem? Meanwhile, on the other side of town at South Eugene High School, an idea hatched at their Interact Club. Now, Interact Clubs are Rotary-sponsored service clubs for young people. With Rotary's motto of service above self, Interact Clubs provide an opportunity to participate in fun and meaningful service projects. I want you to meet Walker, Victor, and Avia.
My name is Walker Shado. I am 17, and I'm a junior at South Eugene High School. I've been involved with Interact since the beginning of my sophomore year. And outside of Rotary and school, I also do track and field and cross country. And I'm also a volunteer with the American Red Cross as well.
My name is Victor Dosine, and I am a junior at South Eugene High School. I'm 16 years of age. And yeah, I like to play. I'm on the tennis team. I am also involved in jazz band and Rotary Interact, of course.
My name is Avia Tugeldor, and I am a freshman at South. I'm 14. I really like sports, broadcasting, communication. I'm interested later in maybe learning something about sports therapy, that kind of bridge in life. I just like to be a part of sports.
Would you each share how you got involved in South Eugene High's Interact Club?
My sophomore year, I really wanted to become more involved in my school and my community. And I've always been really passionate about service work. And so my first instinct was, why don't I find a service club at my school? And so I did some digging and I found Rotary Interact, and it just fit everything that I wanted in a club. So I checked it out and I fell in love with the people and the mission. And it's been, I threw myself into the world of service since then. So it's been really fun.
Well, quite honestly, it was just a friend that was part of Rotary Interact, from the tennis team. And he was just like, yo, do you want to, you know, come join this club? It's really cool. We get to like volunteer and help people. And I was like, huh, I've never been part of a club like that. So yeah, I just came to one of the meetings and it seems really cool. You know, we're like planning stuff out, but then like people just got me like involved really quickly in all the projects, even though it was completely new. And by the end of the meeting, I realized I was helping set up a GoFundMe for one of our projects. So yeah, it was a good start.
I saw it on the club list at the beginning of the year, and then after I saw it, I signed up for it. But then actually, I have friends that were a part of my friend's older sister was a part of Rotary, and so we went to one of the meetings, and then I got into the little group chat and then started going to the meetings regularly and became a part of the club.
Walker, how did this idea develop?
So it was probably August before my junior year. We were having a little board retreat at our advisor's house, sitting in her driveway, 6 feet apart on lawn chairs. And we were just brainstorming new ideas. And I was thinking about the difficulties that students have been having with online school and in the online environment. And my immediate solution to the problem was, oh, tutoring. Why can't these kids get tutoring? And so from there, it was answering the question of why can't kids get tutoring? tutoring, and one of the biggest ones was the financials. Tutoring can, you know, add up really quickly, and so I figured there must be a solution to this. Why can't we have free tutoring? Who could do the free tutoring? And from there, the idea was born of, what if high schoolers tutored for free, and then in exchange they would get service hours? So we were able to solve the problem of kids need tutoring to help with school, and then we realized that we were able to solve another issue, which was high schoolers needing service hours during this time because a lot of things were shut down. And this was a perfect way for them to get COVID-safe virtual tutoring service hours that were really fulfilling for them as well. So
then you have this great idea. Everyone's excited. Now, how do you organize it?
It was a lot of sitting on a Zoom meeting and just throwing ideas at the wall. None of us knew how to do it. And so I got a group of our club members together who wanted to get involved with setting up the program. And together we were able to come up with some next steps. So it was really about going one step at a time until we were able to get to the finish line. So we knew that we needed some sort of registration form. We knew we needed a sign up form for tutors. And then we knew we wanted to get feedback somehow too, so that way we could make sure that this was actually working for students. So those three things we were able to make surveys for. And then I've always been really passionate about organization and using things like spreadsheets. And so I was able to put together a spreadsheet that was able to keep track of all of our tutor information, all the students in our program, all the feedback we receive. And that's kind of our home base for our program, is that spreadsheet. So that's where we keep track of all of our information, all of our data. And then it was just about from there advertising the program. So I worked with some students and we were able to put together what we call our little program brochure, which has its an infographic that has all the information that a parent would need about the program and how to register their kid. And we took that and we provided that to all of our local schools, and they were able to share it through their weekly newsletters and their teachers and word of mouth and things like that. So that's how we were able to get the word out about our program and get people signed up.
How did you adapt your process, Walker? And what did you learn through the beginning of this project?
We've learned a lot about communication. Especially communication through email and things like that, and making sure that people are staying connected. So I have made sure to check in with my tutors really frequently to make sure everything's running smoothly and running well. And so I think we've learned a lot that you need to check in very regularly to really work on a problem from the start before it becomes something bigger. And then also we learned a lot about collaboration and how collaboration is like the most amazing thing. And we meet bi-monthly just about as a group, and we just share our stories. And it's a learning experience for all of us with this feedback, that we're able to implement new ideas that come from others into our own tutoring.
Then how did you decide on the subjects you would tutor, and who would tutor which subjects?
Yeah, so we how we came up with our subjects was basically what students were interested in tutoring. So at our school, we have a French immersion program. So that's a really big one for our school, is that we tutor French. We also tutor Spanish, and then we tutor the general subjects. So math, science, social studies, reading, writing, and then the languages. So it was just based on what our tutors were willing to offer. And then as far as matching students to tutors, what we do is we take in the tutor information or the student information that's registered. So we see what grade they're in and what subjects they need help in. And then we take that information and we look at our available tutors. So we have that marked on the spreadsheet. We look at who's available and we see who has signified that they can do that subject for that grade level. So we make sure that we have the grade level and subject matched for both. And then what we'll do is we contact the tutor to confirm that they're willing to tutor that student. So we make sure they know the grade, the age level, and any additional information the parent provided in the registration. And once they confirm their availability and that they would love to tutor that student, we then will send an email to the parent with the tutor on that email as well, introducing ourselves as kind of the leaders of the program, and then the tutor. So that way the parent has that two points of contact where they can contact the tutor and contact the program lead. And then from that conversation, the tutor is able to start working with the parent to schedule a session.
And how did you find out about this virtual tutoring program?
Actually, the school emailed and just said they had this free program, and if we wanted to take advantage of it, it was pretty easy, and they got us right in touch with the tutors.
Walker, the idea started with a few of you sitting around in lawn chairs, socially distanced one day. How many tutors and how many students are involved in it now?
So right now, I think we have about 34 tutors currently, and we're at about 51 students who are receiving tutoring.
Okay, Walker, Victor, and Avia, share a little bit about the students you tutor.
So I tutor two kiddos right now. I tutor a sixth grade kid and a seventh grade kid. And with both of them, it was definitely at first a little bit awkward, I guess I could say. Over Zoom, it's just very difficult. And it's a brand new person we've never met. So it was a little bit more quieter during the sessions at the start. But once we really started to break through that shell, I've loved seeing their personalities unfold.
I've been tutoring, just after the wildfire started. So about been 7 months, yeah. I've had three kids, two kids in math, and one of them also likes doing French and science as well.
I'm tutoring two younger girls. One of them is a fifth grader, and then the other one is a sixth grader. I tutor them both in math. I do like math. That's probably my favorite subject. I'm like a math kid. I like math and science. Yeah, I always have.
And what have you learned and what's surprised you about tutoring?
Outside of the beneficial, you know, aspects of service hours and things like that, I personally feel like I've grown a lot in my own learning abilities. So something I've really learned to do is looking at problems from different perspectives, because sometimes I will present a concept and I'll explain it and things like that, and I can tell that the person I'm working with just isn't quite grasping the full concept. So I have to go back to the drawing board and look at it from a different angle and help me learn to think on my toes and shift my thinking a lot. But it's also helped me learn how to look at things from multiple angles. And I find myself applying that technique in a lot of my own schooling, because if I don't quite understand a problem at first, I'll think, okay, how else can I look at this? And so it's definitely a skill that I've built up through this tutoring, which has been really beneficial to me for sure.
It pulls my attention to one time in particular, because at first, you know, the first few meetings were kind of awkward and stuff. We're just kind of getting to know each other, you know, but I didn't really know what exactly to work on until, you know, you communicated with the student, talked about what they did in class and stuff and what they need help with. But yeah, I soon learned that it became like a lot more personal than that, like, because there was this one time that one of my students came to one of the tutoring sessions and he told me that his grandfather had passed away the week before, like only a few days before. So yeah, it was definitely like an experience for me, just being like, wow, this is, you know, gotten past just, you know, supporting the kid academically. It's also, you know, supporting the kid through other aspects of their life. And yeah, like I didn't want to overload the kid on that session, of course. So I offered my condolences, you know, told him if he needed support anytime, he could come to me. And yeah, we just mostly played games, and I tried to make his hour like a little bit brighter.
There was this one time, and so the fifth grader I tutor, I was planning sessions. Sometimes my schedule gets busy, and so we usually have longstanding dates set up, but if that date can't work, then I usually email the parent and we try to set up something else. So one time I was emailing the parent, and we set up our date, and then she also added on the end of the email, she was like, oh, I just wanted to let you know, the girl I was tutoring, she got moved up into the higher math group in her class. And I was like, and she just said, thank you for helping her out. I think you've helped her become more confident. And I just, after I read that, I was like, oh, that makes me so happy. Like, that I'm really helping. It's really helping somebody, that the just small things I'm doing. And I don't think necessarily when the tutoring, like, the point of it shouldn't be like, of course it's to like teach them things, but it's also like a little bit just giving them more confidence in what they're doing, because everybody has that like ability to excel in math, I believe at least. And if they like try, because it's really one of those you just have to put your mind to it and learn the material. And so when they feel more confident about it, they know what they're doing. And so when they're going in to do their problems in class, or like when the teacher asks if anyone wants to share their answers, the idea that they're going to speak up and speak their mind or speak what they wrote, even if it's going to be wrong, it just helps them grow. And I think that's really great.
And Anne, what results have you seen from the tutoring program?
Just recently, I was so happy to hear actually from his math teacher Lewis was, for most of the school year, in a more intervention level math class. And I was contacted recently to inform me that he had moved up to an on-level, grade-level math class just recently. And I know largely that's been because of the support that Walker has given him. So I was just thrilled when I heard that.
The tutors get volunteer hours. The students get tutored. This seems like a win-win experience, doesn't it, Anne?
It's a win-win. And we all know the best way to learn is to teach someone else. So I'm sure these skills will take her far in her life. And I also just wanted to add that throughout this whole pandemic and being on Zoom, we all know how isolated the children were. And Lewis really looks forward to his time with Walker. And he never viewed it as something extra he had to do. He just always wanted to go. She would always take, you know, the first 5 or 10 minutes to talk to him about what he was interested in, what he's doing for fun outside of school. And I think just having that social connection with someone older than him that's not an adult really was meaningful for him.
And you originally signed up to have Lewis tutored in math, right? So that's the main focus.
So right now, they've been focusing on math, but really anything that Lewis needs help in, his tutor is just open to working with whatever he needs. We email and text weekly. So if something comes up from one of his teachers, I can just let her know. And she's always willing to cover any material that he needs help. We email and we text to keep up with Lewis, but I find that she's such an amazing individual, really so impressed with how above and beyond she goes. And I just really try to compliment her on everything that she's doing. Not only is she working really hard in high school as a student herself, but to go above and beyond and teach and tutor students younger than her just shows a great level of ambition. So I really respect her a lot.
And Lewis, you've been getting tutored. What would you say about this program?
I would like to say to everybody, if your kids are struggling right now, go to them right now. They will help you, and they are very good tutors.
Walker, I heard that this program is expanding beyond the Eugene, Springfield, Oregon area. That's exciting. Share a little bit about that.
I've been working with my club advisor to meet with other clubs across the U.S. and Canada, and we've been working to spread this program into other clubs for about 6 months now. And we have a couple programs, most notably in Alberta, Canada, and in Madera, California, that have picked it up and got it up and running. And then within our own state, we have programs at Summit High School in Bend and then North Medford High School in Medford, Oregon. So those clubs have really picked it up and just hit the ground running with it. They've found a lot of success as well in their own communities.
And how do you help them get the program started in their area?
What we've done is we've made it a turnkey program. So we have a folder of resources that we share with every school, and it has all the feedback, registration, and tutor sign-up surveys. We have the brochure, the spreadsheet, everything like that, where it's ready for they can take that folder of resources and just tailor it to their club's program however they want it to. And then from there, they're able to open the program to their community. So it can get up and running within the same week as you receive the resources.
Walker, what are your personal plans for the future?
I plan to go to a 4-year university. Somewhere I have a list, but nothing set in stone or nothing I've applied to yet. And I plan to focus my studies on aerospace engineering, which is not really education focused, but I've always had a passion for mentorship and helping those younger than you to follow in your footsteps. So I plan to continue my mentorship stuff as well.
The South Eugene High School's Interact Club's virtual tutoring program is an excellent example of the important service work that Rotary Interact Clubs are doing everywhere through service above self. This is Christine Waugh, and you've been listening to the Voices of Rotary.
Next time on Voices of Rotary.
I just got home. I parked my car to get inside my house. The smoke was really bad. You can, like, it was really close. So when I got home, the police was already there.
This podcast series will be discussing a day that many will never forget during their lifetimes. It is the day the Almeida Fire raged through the Rogue Valley and how it affected Rotarians and how Rotary responded.
And then, of course, the sound of those propane canisters and transformers and whatever, just sounded like a war zone.
Join us for the journey at voicesofrotary.org.